And now, in color, Tim Burke, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger, and William Van Dyke.
Well, this week is a bit special. We're tired of being stuck indoors, so we're taking the audience on a refresher holiday.
Tim, what exactly do you do on an outdoor pursuits holiday?
Oh, climbing, fell walking, canoeing, you know.
Right. When do we get embarrassingly drunk and eat paella using the menu as a scoop?
We don't, Firthy. That's what you do on your holidays. Oh, damn, quick, lads, get out of bed. We forgot to put the furniture in the swimming pool.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot your idea of a holiday is like smoking fags and being miserable in another European capital, isn't it, Mike?
I'm giving up smoking, actually. That's why I'm here.
You will never, ever
give
up smoking.
Anyhow, it's not like that. Outdoor pursuit holidays are different from normal holidays.
How?
Well, you don't have a good time.
Nice. Tell you what, let's go in and dump our rucksacks in the youth hostel. Where's Will?
Oh, he'll have gone to Bagsia room. He isn't very good at communal holidays. Will!
Get lost!
Come on, Will. That dormitory is for all of us.
You can't come in. I've bagsied it. I need all 13 bunk beds.
What for?
One to sleep in and 12 to lay all my different T-shirts out on.
Never mind. This room's nearer the bathroom.
Sorry, this one's taken as well.
Will, get out of there.
And I banged in the bathroom and all.
No, forget this. I'm going back to the Dog and Paunch.
Firthy, you are not.
What's the Dog and Paunch?
It's a pub in Warrington.
You told me you love the challenge of the Highlands.
I do?
Well then.
It's another pub in Warrington.
Oh. And now in colour, 1666.
Monday. Played football. Samuel wouldn't come out and join us. He just stayed indoors writing. Tuesday. Fire of London broke out today. Played tennis. Wednesday. Fire of London still. Went to dinner with the Rowcastles. Samuel was supposed to come but didn't turn up, saying he was busy. Thursday. Still Fire of London.
That was a reading from Samuel Pepys's brother's diary.
And now in colour, Great Myths Explored. Number 6, The Intelligence of Rugby Players.
And if one green bottle should accidentally fall, there'll be...
Later on and now in colour, pro celebrity Mr. Men. This week it's tennis, and you can see how Mr. Happy gets on in his game against Mr. Stefan Edberg. But now in colour, the news, for people who aren't really interested in the news.
Good evening. Usual stuff, something about the economy, piece on the environment, Princess Diana's kid at school, one sport highlight, and then a story about a chimp, probably. Now the weather.
Well, you know, charts. 2 p.m, 6 p.m, overnight. Loud tie, long range inaccurate bit, cheerio.
And in a moment on BBC One, it's time for one of those tense psychological dramas with, Diana Rigg, I expect. But before that, I've just time to tell you about our fourth level sociology course, which focuses on why Open University students always look so pale and drawn. That's at the usual time of 4:30 Sunday morning.
Left leg up, Tim. You're nearly at the top.
I didn't know Tim could rock climb. He must be 200 feet up that cliff.
Go for it, Tim.
Look into that crevice. There. Unclip the carabiner. Nearly made it. One arm over the top. Push. And...
Sorry, I bagsied this cliff.
to get on it, Will.
Look, I don't want to get territorial about this, Tim, but...
Stop kicking my fingers off!
Look at that. I didn't know Tim could abseil.
I don't think he can.
Oh, dear. Ah!
So tell me again, the patient climbed the rock face to a height of 213 feet, where he was gently nudged off the summit by his...
By his friend, that's
his
right.
Friend. Yes.
It was properly bagsed. I stuck my tongue out and turned round three times and everything.
Yes, I see. Well, there's nothing serious done, thanks to the fact that his fall was broken by a rucksack containing 250 duty-free import packs of cigarettes.
Was it now?
Emergency rations. They always have to take extra on an expedition.
Oh, they do they? Captain Oates, I'm just going out for some fags I may be some time. Dr. Livingston, I presume you don't have 20 king size on you.
No, stop it. This outward bound holiday is supposed to strengthen friendships. Forget the north-south divide. God, have a laugh at yourselves. Come on. Look, I'm a southerner too, and I can take a joke.
Go on, then.
Okay. Mike, how many southerners does it take to change a light bulb?
None. We get a northerner to do it for us.
Ah!
Tall and tanned and young and lovely, touch her and I'll glass your face up.
That was the girl from Ipanema's boyfriend.
Oh no, a blown hot water pipe. What shall I do?
Call Shakespearean Plumbers. The fast prompt plumbing service carried out in Shakespearean costume and character.
That'll be the plumber.
Forsooth, sir, I am the plumber. I have come hot foot through wind and rain like the owl who has had no supper to be at your service.
What? An owl that's had no supper?
Oh, yes, sorry, I'm new at this. Could you show me where the pipes are and I'll get my tools out of the van?
Right.
Shakespearean Plumbers. Hamlet for blown pipes. The Two Gentlemen of Verona for a dripping tap. Or Macbeth.
Hello?
Hello. Bankrupt has come before me. He is a traitor and not to be trusted. Your pipes are at risk. Make haste. He has usurped me as chief plumber. You must away, for he will sabotage your heating system.
But this is my house. Oh, no, there's water coming through the ceiling.
Ah, gentle merry fop, Mr. Hipkin.
Yes, Dr. Quack.
What?
But, sir, to be candid, your house is like a cuckold, though it has not horns, but a bell.
Look, can I help you?
Yes, sir, we're from the gas board. She stoops to conquer, we. Can we read the meter?
All right.
Ah! A villain from the gas board! Varlet, I will have at thee! Ah! Ah! Thy clipboard is sharper than it looks! I'm hurt! Away! Away!
Shakespearean plumbers. Tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Or give us a ring if I haven't come by Friday.
The river. How about a friendly canoe race? Me and Mike versus you lot.
Hold on,
just for fun, just for a laugh. And 10 quid. 3, 2, 1, go!
It's amazing, isn't it? The wildlife you get to see out here in the river. I mean, this is the first time I think I've ever seen a duck from underneath.
Yeah, Tim, I think sometime we have to face the fact the canoe has sunk.
Help!
Will, the others have sunk.
Right, I'll rescue them. I can remember my silver survival test from school.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, I jump in the water, splash about a bit, stub my toe, I get out, and my dad fixes it for me to get the badge anyway because he plays golf with a sports master.
Yes, never mind, they swam ashore.
Really? Oh, good. Hi, lads. You're right.
Yeah.
Phew, eh? Phew. 10 quid, then.
Eh?
Well, we won 10 quid.
Will, you won because you were in an international standard slalom canoe, and we were in a coracle with the whole of the audience.
Thanks, it's a bagsy, Tim. Thanks, it's a bagsy.
That means we're stuck here with no tents. Where are we?
Well, let's see. This is the map.
Well, as far as I can see, we've gone up this thing here.
What's that called?
Shit Creek without a paddle.
Look, if you're not going to do it properly, Morose, give it here. Right, I'll call in some of my old public school orienteering experience to get us through. Okay, right. Lucky! Lucky! It's very strange. It's your Lucky who comes to the sedan chair.
That's because this is it now, Will, the real thing. We are stuck out here in the wild.
Don't worry, I've got 1 10-pence left. Two of us can set off on a recce to find a phone box and call for help.
Okay. Who?
Heads, Tim and Will. Tails, me and Firthy. Tim, you toss for it.
Right.
Oh, great. Good evening. Tonight we have with us one of the unsung heroes of the film world, Nick Royal. Nick, pleasant journey?
It was a long road. The going was tough. So the tough got going.
Yes. How did you first get into the business of writing the one-liners for film posters?
I was young. I needed a job. Any job.
Your first success came with the minimalist approach evident in Halloween, It's a Film, and the sequel, Halloween 2, It's Another Film. Would it be fair to say that that initial success was hard to live up to?
Yeah.
Drink and drugs took their toll. Paramount turned down the rather negative...
It's boring. It's very boring. Don't go see this film.
For a passage to India. Recently, however, your touch does seem to have returned.
Yeah, I think it was the work on Jagged Edge that eventually turned things around.
We end tonight with that work, which has won international awards for its concise encapsulation.
It's scary. It's thrilling. And the husband did it.
Morning, Charles.
Nice morning for a Morris son.
Hello, Giles. Charles.
Morning, Piers.
How's the new boy?
Oh, hello. I'm over.
Hoy!
Not.
Mr. Hoy there, sonny. Don't do that or you'll be in for a no-hoying badge.
What's your name?
Ian. My middle name is Morris, actually, which is quite funny because...
Hoy!
Oh, double blast.
Be upset to see you haven't got a beard, Ian.
Ah, yes, but I am growing one.
What's your job?
I'm a computer programmer.
Ah! I am too!
And me!
Yes, we're all computer programmers here.
Got a Volvo, Ian?
No. Oh, but I do still live with my mum.
Well, that's the stuff. So do we.
Yes, we all live with our mums.
Hoy! Oh, blasty, blasty, blast.
Yeah, it's a bit late now, you're in. Now, here's the hanky-waving bit. Ready? Hankies at the radio and wave 2, 3. Jump about, flap them round. Flap, flap, flap.
Come on, Ian. You're not looking daft enough.
Oh, I'm trying.
Come on, mince around. Really mince like a nightmare. Whoa. Whoa.
Look, I'm doing it.
Right, ready for the big one?
Whoa. Hoy.
Yes, that's what we call a false hoy, Ian.
That's 3. You're out.
Oh, come on.
Out. Go on. Home.
You're sod.
That's the kind of attitude that's completely against the point of Morris dancing.
Yeah. Which is what again?
Hoy.
I don't believe it. Lost.
Stranded in the middle of nowhere. Mike, where are you?
Light's closing in.
Stop talking in that stupid low voice. And get rid of that long black cloak and curved sickle. No one thinks you're funny.
Right, well, let's have a look at the map again. We're here, roughly. And there's sharply rising contour lines to 300 feet to the north-northwest, beyond which it all goes blank with the words, "Here be unknowny landy."
What's that symbol there in the middle of it?
I checked the key. Post office, girl, cause, it's a dragon.
Dragon?
Tell you what I always find is best, Fethi, in situations when you're isolated at night in unknown territory.
What?
Tell ghost stories.
Stop it, look, I'm getting scared now. I really am getting scared.
It's all right, look. There's civilization.
Where?
Up there. A building with a light on.
The one with the crenellations and huge dark tower with bats flying around it.
Yeah.
That looks friendly enough.
Yeah, look, there's a sign here by the gate. Barovia Castle, home of Satan, gateway to the underworld, cauldron of Beelzebub. Please keep dogs on a leash, no flash photography, don't let children climb on the...
Yeah, forget all that bit. What's it say at the bottom?
You are at any time welcome to walk around the castle, free from any fear of large beasts, and visit the...
How's it end?
Dunno. The rest of it seems to have been bitten off by a large beast, doesn't it?
And now in colour, the interpreter's box at the United Nations.
Right, hello. Is this my booth?
What's your name?
Sean. I'm the YTS trainee.
Right. Tell you what, you go in there and have a crack at Douglas Hurd and Helmut Kohl.
Right.
Heute gibt es in Deutschland viele schwere Probleme zu handeln, zum Beispiel die Vereinigung der Ost und West. In der Tat die schwierigste unserer Entwicklung.
Right. I wonder if that comes under camping and youth hosteling. No. At the dentist? No. Well, let's have a stab anyway. What was that again? Die Schweiziger ist unsere Entwicklung. The earwig is under my twinkle. Not bad. Douglas Hurd looks a bit puzzled. I wonder why he's staring at his headset.
In der Tat ist es schwierig. Sehr, sehr schwierig.
Placing very heavy stress on that earwig. In the bath, it's an earwig. An earwig. Well, Douglas Hurd looks like he wasn't expecting that news.
Für den Volk in der Nähe von Titisee.
Oh, well, that one's easy.
And now the news. There was uproar in the European summit last night as Douglas Hurd pulled Helmut Kohl across the table by his lapels, screaming, "Call my wife that again and you're dead meat."
Some things are true in life. There's no denying. Sunshine will follow rain. And after crying comes a smile. Babies grow and apples fall. Waves will lap along the shoreline. And whatever happens in this world won't change the fact that Fatima Whitbread looks like Colonel Gaddafi. And Rick Astley looks exactly like Max Bygraves looked like 50 years ago. Jonathan Miller from The Body in Question looks like Chris Sill from That's Life. Rob Halford out of Judas Priest looks so like Tim Brooke Taylor, it's not true. And if you took Ringo Starr, wrapped a tea towel around his head, you'd have Thomas the Tank Engine, narrated by Yasser Arafat. Billy Connolly with a beard in The Big Man looks like John Cleese. Robert De Niro with a beard in Angel Heart looks like James Anderton. And it would just take one small slip and we'd have Kenneth Baker married to Madge in Neighbours, and Harold as Tory Party Secretary, and Jackie Charlton looks like Bobby Charlton, but that's to be expected, I suppose. And Richard Fries looks like no one, but he talks like Dill the dog. Fatima Whitbread looks like Colonel Gaddafi. And if you cross Ray Allen with Lord Charles, you get Bob Holness. Thank you. And now in colour, we go over to the Oxford and Cambridge Coxes during the boat race from Putney to Mortlake.
Lengthen out then, Oxford. Next stroke. Stop the rating to 32 now. Lengthen out.
Well, that's Oxford. Let's see how Cambridge are getting on.
Cambridge. On our right is Hammersmith Bridge. 1832. Just along from there, you can see Fulham Football Ground. We're now halfway through the trip. If you have any questions, please don't be afraid to ask. Yes, you at the back.
and the latest news from the boat race is that Oxford are 60,000 lengths clear after Cambridge stopped to have a bit of a shufty around the Houses of Parliament. Okay, everyone, I'm opening the door. Barabia Hotel, here we come.
There doesn't seem to be much of a reception or a souvenir shop.
I'm not entirely sure it's a hotel.
Well, they've got an organist. Excuse me?
No, Jim. I am Cheon, boatman of the Apocalypse, servant of Satan. Are you from Dobson and Prescott Music Hire?
No.
Damn. I was hoping you'd come to exchange my keyboard.
What's the problem?
It's my fear-inspiring, doom-laden organ. It went in for repairs, and they've temporarily replaced it with this Yamaha Sounds Groovy portable keyboard.
They're quite good, then, aren't they?
It's very difficult being servant of the Apocalypse with a keyboard that goes...
Well, over here. Do you notice anything strange about this place?
Yeah, I don't think I've been to a hotel with quite so many bats on the ceiling. Look.
What do you like best about being a bat? The freedom. What about you? Well, Gloria Honeyford mainly. Gloria Honeyford and Sing Country. Not you and all. What? Yeah, it's your unique high frequency navigation system, mate. It started picking up radio too. Really? What? You don't get it?
No.
Not the arts program, or King Boots, or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
What happened? Remember Les?
Oh, Lager Les. Every night, 10:30 on the dot, he used to fly down to the Dog and Dart pub.
Yeah, only because he was picking up the taxi.
What, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that why? When it was foggy, it suddenly got bloody hell. I've been diverted to Spencer. And what, and you don't get it ever?
Well, no. Except this strange voice I get once a day, which... it's coming now. I can feel it. It's coming. This is a story of a guy who will call Peter, and a girl will call Karen.
Right, and with the bouquets for the bridesmaids thrown in, that comes to... £8,500. Now...
Christ! Haven't you got anything cheaper?
Well, yes, I can do something a little cheaper for you, but that will be very much your standard wedding.
Right, I'll have that.
All right. How late do you want the bride to arrive? Not very, very, or she could not turn up at all. That's the cheapest.
Just not very, please.
Right. Do you want the full wedding video with intrusive git with camcorder to catch your family looking like members of the undead? Or just a photo of me booth near the altar somewhere?
Can I have a proper photographer?
Obviously not, sir. This is a wedding. Oh. Now, how many comedy relations who turn up and start fights?
None. Oh, what the hell? One. And an uncle who gets drunk, climbs on dinner table, drops his trousers.
That's right, sir. Special day.
Yeah.
Might as well splash you out. You only do it two or three times. Tell you what, I'll throw in a bonker's aunt for free.
Will the reception be a bit of a disaster, please?
Certainly, sir. Laddish jokes about the wedding night, though they've been living together for 3 years. Mm-hmm. Rubbish disco. Mm. Do you want the entire Black Lace collection? Or the Birdie song 37 times?
Both. And that swing a chicken in the air, you know.
You want it standard, all right, don't you, sir?
Oh, yeah. How much does that cost, then?
All right, let me see. Oh, I owe you £1.10.
You want to leave Boravia Castle alive?
If it's not too...
Yes.
Well, to be granted that, you must pay the price. As soon as the door shuts, one of your number will be possessed by Satan.
Right, come on then. Who is it? Which one of us is possessed? Firthy?
It's not me.
Tim?
Not me.
Mike?
Firthy sounds a bit strange, doesn't
it's
it?
Not me. It's not me, it's Mike, it's obvious. Look.
Yeah, his mouth is certainly producing more grey slime than it usually does.
Come on, quick. Let's get him to a hospital.
So let's just go through this again. How long has your friend been possessed by Satan?
2 hours.
No side effects?
No. Apart from making huge pairs of white horns burst through the roof of each church we went past.
Right. I see. Mr. Rutger, say ah.
Ah, men ever and ever for glory to and power.
Yes, no, you see. He just starts saying the Lord's Prayer backwards. We tried that.
Yeah. Can you provide a sedative or something?
No, I'm sorry, sir. We don't practice that branch of medicine in this wing.
Why, what wing is this?
This is the old wives' tale wing.
Doctor, I've got a patient coming in. Bike crash. Leg broken in 3 places.
Okay, turn him round 3 times and stick a key down his back.
Right, sir.
And in case there's any internal bleeding, make him drink a glass of water with a toad in it.
Emergency supply of toads to the operating theatre.
Look, my friend is possessed by Satan.
All right.
You'll help?
Yeah, all right.
Brilliant.
Right. Now, Mr. Rutger, your records show that you have Satan, the Prince of Darkness, inside you. So, come on then. Cough him up. Come on. There's your lad. Come on. Up he comes.
Oh, that's better.
Good God. Satan's come out on the table.
He's a bit smaller than I imagined.
Oh, I'm dying for a fag. Where's that rucksack?
Well, what an extraordinary end to the day. Mike's just eradicated all forces of evil in the universe with a rucksack.
And Now in Colour was written and performed by Tim Firth, Tim DeYoung, Michael Rutger and William Van Dyke. The producer was Lisa Evans.